Next candidate is the Democratic candidate for town supervisor, Doreen Davis.
Thank you, and I want to thank the Women's Network for hosting this evening. And secondly, I want to thank anybody in this room who serves, who's out every night doing something for some of us or all of us. The pay is not that good. To Joe's point, somebody's saying something about you all the time. For those of you that are on Facebook, my name is Doreen Parsley Davis, and some of you ask me, what's the parsley for? That's actually my maiden name. And I'm running for town supervisor. I'm running on the Democratic line. I'm also running on the Independence line. But as an aside, my mother was a Democrat, my father was a Republican, and they were married for 50 years. I don't think at the local level the party is as important as the future and the future impact on the issues of Catskill. So I am on both of those lines. If you're looking for me on November 3rd, those are the two lines that I'm running on. I'm going to divide this into three parts. Who am I? Why am I running? And what are the skills and the qualifications that I have? So I'm one of five children. I was born in Schenectady. I grew up in what my parents used to call the real upstate New York, which is 2 hours north of here in Washington County. I grew up in Cambridge, New York. Went to public schools there, graduated, went to college, came home, couldn't find a job. So at the age of 28, I moved to Albany, and I began a career in the pharmaceutical industry, which I was in for 32 years. I retired as a vice president in 2008, which brings me to the second part of the story, why am I running? In 2008, I was walking down Main Street, and who did I run into but Marie Greco, who said, "Hi, my name is Marie Greco. Would you like to get involved?" And, of course, I was scared to death, having just retired, afraid I wouldn't have enough to do. So I said, "Oh, absolutely." Those of you that have known me over the last 7 years know the rest of that story. I've spent a lot of time trying to get people to run. And I've tried to get them to run because so many of these races were unopposed. So I spent a lot of time and a lot of effort talking people into run. Sometimes we won, sometimes we didn't. The most important thing is I decided this year that I was going to put my time and effort where my mouth has been. And when I discovered that the town supervisor race was unopposed, I threw my hat in the ring. So that's why I'm here. I think that when I talk about why I'm running, it's because as I started to live full-time in Greene County, I saw the challenges that we were facing. And I gave it some thought, and why am I really running? What can I contribute? I think it's two things, leadership and vision. And in primarily three areas. We've talked about economic development. There's no question that there's a bit of an improvement that's taking place. When Wall Street starts to do better, whether we love it or we hate it, we start to do better too. And what I want to see us as we focus on economic development is I want to put on what I used to call my go-to-meeting suit and go out and knock on doors and ask businesses to come here. We have the infrastructure, as Joe spoke about. We've got things in place. But I think we've got to ask ourselves, what do we want to be? Otherwise, we're going to get a store maybe coming in or the IDA bringing in an idea, and God love them, they work hard. But what is it that we want to be? What do we want to be now? What do we want to be in 5 years? What do we want to be in 10 years? So I think on day one, you put on your Sunday go-to-meeting suit and you go out and you say, this is why you should come to Catskill. And you have three good reasons as to why that is. I want to make the best investments in a tight environment. Joe referenced the dollars. There are never going to be any dollars, frankly, unless we do better on my first point. So the dollars that we have to be wisely invested. And I need to ask the questions that I know a lot of voters asked as I've been knocking on doors. And I'm knocking on, I don't know if you're a D or an R or a giraffe. I'm knocking on your door, all right? And I'm going to ask you what's important. So I get a couple of questions. Is going it alone with the ambulance decision the right decision? Was collapsing the code enforcement the right decision? And that brings me to my third point, which is transparency. With the dollars decisions that we make, I want to see side-by-side comparisons. That's what used to have to happen in business before you made an investment. You had to know, you built your budget from zero, and you had to ask the questions. So I want to make sure that we've got a dialogue going with the two most important constituencies that we have, which are the voters, and frankly, all of the employees within the town and the county who work for us. So let's be open, let's be transparent. I'd be very honest with you. The thing I would love to see from a technology perspective, for everybody in this room that came tonight, thank you. But in reality, you should be able to see this at home, live streaming, as you should every town board meeting. I'd like to close on leadership and vision and my interest in asking for your vote on November 3rd. Thank you.